All right, here's Mrs. BCP and myself. We are here in the Grand Place in Brussels, Belgium, and we're smiling now. But the news that I'm about to bring you is not so pretty. So for those of you watching the video, enjoy the view here, because what I'm about to tell you right now is pretty sobering. Buckle up.
We're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
All right, here I am in the what used to be the former exchange here in Brussels. They merged with the exchange over in Amsterdam, so now they've renovated the inside and they're renovating the outside of this. I'm here in Brussels, Belgium, with this report from a world-renowned virologist, Dr. Boucher, a Belgian. And boy, is this sobering news. If you've been vaccinated, I don't mean to be the bearer of bad news, but you need to hear this. Those of you who have loved ones that were vaccinated, you probably need to hear this as well, which with those two caveats, I think I'm making it a point here that everyone needs to hear this. So here we go. Here is the report. Top international virologists issues dire warning. Massive, massive tsunami of death among highly vaccinated is imminent. A world-leading virologist has issued a shocking warning to the American public that a massive tsunami of death will soon destroy the global COVID-19 vaccinated population. And guess what? He's not just talking. I'm sorry, folks. I'm used to, for those of you watching this, for those of you listening on the podcast, I'm recording this live on location. Well, not live on location. This is not a news thing. I'm not live. This is pre-recorded. And I'm in location in that I'm in Belgium, where this virologist is from. And I'm used to being in the studio and knowing exactly where the camera is. So for those of you watching, I apologize. So sometimes I think I'm looking at you by looking at the camera, and I'm not, but I think I've got it right now. So what this came about was Dr. Geert van den Boucher, a respected Belgian virologist, during an appearance on the Kunstler Cast podcast, hosted by James Kunstler, right before the weekend, he gave this bone-chilling warning. Now, he's not some crackpot right-wing, alt-right conservative person. Dr. Boucher is a certified in both virology and microbiology, and he's a famous Belgian, and he is the inventor of a patent application for universal vaccine. So this is a guy that, of course, the CDC and the mainstream media would silence and have silenced for fake news or for giving misinformation, disinformation, even though this man knows way more than Facebook, Instagram, Google, and what have you. Let me repeat again, Dr. Boucher, once again, I'm probably mispronouncing his name, is a virologist, respected, and a microbiologist, and he actually holds patents for universal vaccines. So, you know what he's talking about. So, he has authored over 30 publications and currently works as an independent research consultant. And he has warned about the potential dangers of mass vaccinations, which is one of the reasons why he has been quieted and his voice and his opinions have been stifled because he's one of those people who gets in the way of Big Pharma's big money with these vaccine programs. He actually said that these mass vaccination could lead to monster COVID variants, which we saw. Remember, Omicron and all the other viruses, all the other strains that came out later?
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Virologists said that a massive tsunami of death among the vaccinated would happen. This would start with far more cases of long COVID, which would replace the surge of cancers, and check this out, would end with a hyper acute wave. Okay, listen closely. This is sobering. What I am predicting is a massive, massive tsunami of illness and death among highly vaccinated populations with compromised immune systems. We'll see what will happen. For example, in the next coming week is more and more cases of mass serious long COVID. So he's not talking about this stuff necessarily in a far, in a time in the far future. For those of you watching here, I'm doing this in one take and I'm trying to juggle my glasses and I'm reading from this phone and recording on this phone. So bear with me here. They will start to replace the surge of cancers. It will end with a hyper acute phase, a huge wave. He goes on to cite his expertise. And this is what he says. This is what he said to the podcast audience. But of course, this is for all of us. I want you to understand what we will be facing in the hyper acute COVID crisis that is imminent is that we will have to build a completely new world. So he's calling for a brand new world and a collapse of everything. It is very, very clear that when this starts, our hospitals will collapse. And that means the chaos in all kinds of layers of society, financial, economic, social, you name it, will be complete. Is this possibly a black swan event? I mean, if we have massive chaos, are they going to try to cancel the elections over that? Dr. Brochet went on to say, he said the best hope for vaccinated individuals to protect themselves is to find a way to avoid getting reinfected. And then not waiting to have the symptoms, but to prophylactically administer the cures for it. Quote, what I can advise to all these vaccinated people, they need to avoid reinfection. It is reinfection of vaccinated people that is responsible for this situation. The only difference is you will not be able to wait to take antivirals until you have symptoms. As soon as people see that in one of the other countries or one of the other states, United States, when this starts with hospitalizations going up very rapidly, they need to take antivirals prophylactically, not wait until they have symptoms. Wow, that is some sobering news. And that's what I want to bring to you. Once again, Dr. Brochet has a patent and has patent on universal vaccines, is a famous microbiologist, antibiologist, and he is warning of an impending doom, unfortunately, due to the mass vaccination of the COVID-19 vaccine. What are your thoughts? Put the comments down in Patreon, put the comments down in Locals, put the comments down in Spotify. I look forward to reading your comments or what your thoughts on it. I know this is sobering, but I wanted to share it with you. And once again, this is for everyone, whether you're vaccinated or not, because if you're not, you have loved ones, family, and friends who are. Very, very sobering indeed. Once again, this is James, BCP, reporting from Brussels, Belgium, the home country of Dr. Brochet.
We're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.